This property is described as part of the northeast quarter of the southeast quarter of Section 35, Township 15 North, Range 7 West, as described in Tax Parcel 11-2329-0 in the town of Shelby. The application is dated the 6th day of September 2012, signed by Sherry Kramer, 4412 Cliffside Drive, La Crosse, Wisconsin.
The applicant, please.
Hi, I'm Jeff Kramer, 4412 Cliffside Drive.
Thank you.
We got the amendment, conditional use permit, and since then we haven't been able. We've met 13 of the 14 conditions. The 14th one being the maintenance agreement with the people on the road. We held a meeting on August 26th with all the people, with the exception of two that didn't attend. They don't use the properties. I mean, they own the properties, but they don't use them. They don't live on the road or anything. We met with all the other seven neighbors, and they adamantly said that they would not sign any kind of a maintenance legal agreement. We discussed a maintenance agreement with them. They kind of came to a consensus, but they would not sign anything. So we've looked at other avenues of to do, you know, what we can do to get this conditional use permit approved. We contacted Matthew. We've discussed this with Jeff Brutus from the town of Shelby, and we thought maybe we would try to get the two properties.
We'll get an overview up on the screen. Modern technology. I love it.
Let that come up and then we can explain to them.
Pointer?
There's a section of road there that the road is on, the private road, before it gets to our land. It's about a...
Is it like one of those antennas you got?
Don't move. One moment, please.
Sorry.
Oh, there it's coming up. Oh. Okay. There it is. All right, this is coming off County K.
Okay.
This is Sunhaven Hill. This is Cedar Lane here. This little section, the county line, I don't know if you can see that on there or not, is probably about here. And there's a section of road that crosses Tim and Michelle Hackett's land. And then it comes to our land. Our land starts about, I think it's about there. And what we've done is we've went to Hackett's and proposed or sent an offer, put an offer in to purchase that 33-foot easement, and it's been accepted. We haven't closed on it yet. We didn't have the time to get it closed on yet. It will be done on or before September 16th, or October. Excuse me, October 16th. We have a signed acceptance of the purchasing the property. So then what that would do is give us access off of a public road. This is a public road in the town of Bergen to the county line. That would give us access to our property directly from a public road. So the maintenance, what we're asking for is to have the maintenance agreement removed because of the fact that we've exhausted every possibility to get that, and they just absolutely refuse that they will not, any of them, sign that property or the maintenance agreement. So this was brought up that possibly either turn that over to the county, to the town of Shelby, which we thought about doing, and having a blacktop. We thought about purchasing it or doing the blacktopping everything ourselves and bring it up to town Shelby specifications and putting a cul-de-sac on our property per requirements for the county or for the town of Shelby to do that. In doing that, we found out that it's a little inconceivable. It's like, I believe from Mathy, there's a bid there. And we had also, we had a Clutch Paving, and they, we've tried to get a bid from them prior to the meeting, but he stated that it would be around $40,000, the same thing. So in the process, what we did is we actually purchased this land. The other option was to purchase this land, and we're waiting. I mean, we've got an accepted offer on it. So what we're asking is if we can get that condition number 14 removed off of the previous CUP.
Okay. Questions of Mr. Kramer? Yes. Supervisor Weers.
What did the maintenance agreement look like? What were the terms of the maintenance agreement?
There, we didn't even have any terms. I mean, other than just we went to the, we collected all the people there and asked them if they would, you know, have any, you know, we'd come up with. We looked at the maintenance agreements that Mr. Sampson had, you know, different ones, and they just adamantly said they would not do anything.
I feel like we've had this discussion before about who maintains it now, and that there hasn't been any, or what?
Yeah, well, everybody pretty much maintains their own, you know, their own sections or whatever that, you know, they, and we've discussed it with them. Right now they're discussing having money placed into a fund. Everybody could semi-agreed to that, but they will not do anything legally. They will not sanction anything legally. We've exhausted it, and just so now, and basically with this purchase of the land, we have access. We've been told by legal from Phil Lattice and everything that we have access to that land from a town road, yes, right straight off a public road, public access road.
You're saying that only one extra vehicle a day will be coming in and out, the meat inspector, or are there more vehicles that will be coming in and out?
Our own vehicles.
But no deliveries or anything?
No, that was part of, that's part of the conditions that we've already met.
Okay.
From the previous one. The only thing we're changing is the number 14 committed condition.
I'm just asking about vehicle trips per day.
Like, yeah, there's nothing more than what it was before.
Which,
I mean,
is
what,
the one meat inspector, is that correct, or is there more?
No, I think there's only one. All right.
Other questions? Staff?
Yes, Jeff, could you clarify, have you purchased the strip, or are you proposing to purchase the strip?
We have assigned
purchase the easement.
No, the strip of land.
Okay.
No, the strip of land,
okay.
Yes.
That was all.
Yep.
Okay.
How does this get in the book?
I can take that and put the files out of copy, or do you need it?
Yeah.
Okay.
We've actually got a copy of that. I bet.
Any other questions?
None.
You're talking about vehicles. How many vehicles are there?
Excuse me. This is a public hearing. We'll take the questions up here. Thank you.
Oh.
Okay. Anything else for Mr. Kramer? Okay. I'm assuming that you would like to speak next. You want to give your name and address for the record and say you're in the same? Go ahead.
Sure. I'm Sherry Kramer, 4412 Cliffside Drive, and I agree with everything he said.
Okay. Great. That's in the record. Thank you. Anyone else wishing to speak in favor? Anyone else wishing to speak in favor? Last call, in favor. Anyone opposed to this petition? That's where you get to talk now. There you go.
My name is Merlin Haith. I'm also representing my wife, Rusty. We live at 1183 Crystal Drive in Mill Stream Edition, Town of Shelby. We own property that abuts to the property in question, and we bought this property. It's zoned agricultural, and the only other zoning that I would agree to would be residential. I don't think this is a proper place for a commercial enterprise. At the time, it sounds like there's not going to be a lot of vehicles or things going in and out of there, but the business could expand, which every businessman wants to. I was in business myself, so I know what that means too. But I think there are other commercial areas in the county that would be better suited for an operation like this. Okay. Thank you very much.
If you want to hold on just a second.
Yes.
Any questions from the committee? Okay. Staff?
I just wonder if you were aware of the limitations that were placed on this from the prior conditional use permit that was issued?
No, I do not know that. I guess I didn't look into that.
It might help to refresh the committee as well, the other 13 conditions.
Yeah, I really think that would help. Number one, the conditional use permit is non-transferable. Number two, report all commercial, real, and personal property to the town of Shelby assessor. Number three, follow all food grade requirements per local, state, and federal health departments and codes. Number four, a copy of the approved permit and permit conditions required by any health agency to be made part of this file. Number five, a letter from Safety and Buildings Division of the Department of Professional Services indicating whether state building plan approval is required to be made part of this file. Number six, no commercial deliveries and only two employees per impact statement. Number seven, up to 25% of the future home can be utilized for the conditional use permit. Number eight, one parking space shall be provided for the meat inspector. Number nine, this conditional use permit can be the primary use on this property for a maximum of 24 months from the date of approval. Number 10, the interior area within the proposed pole shed to be used for pizza preparation shall be limited to no larger than 15 feet by 15 feet. Number 11, the hours of operation, 3 days per week, any day from Monday through Friday from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. Number 12, this business shall be wholesale only, no on-site retail sales. Number 13, the applicant shall provide documentation of legal access to this lot for this purpose prior to the issuance of a zoning occupancy permit. And number 14, the condition that's being sought for amendment tonight. So the limitation originally imposed was for a 15 by 15 foot area within a proposed pole shed, and that only 25% of the future home can be used for in association with this business. If they were, if the applicant would propose to go beyond that because of the expansion of their business, they'd have to come back and talk to the committee and go before the application would be acted upon by county court.
Well, now these conditions that you just read to me, I was not aware of any of that. We never got any information on any of that. Or were we supposed to take that on our own to go and find out what was, why didn't they send all this information to us?
That would have been in a notice that went out April of this year when the original conditional use permit was heard. And I'd have to check the mailing list, but I'm assuming you were on that list because it hasn't changed.
I'm not aware of anything that we received on that.
Did you receive a notice for tonight's meeting?
Yes.
Then you would have received a notice in April as well.
Okay.
So, right. What we're doing is just reconsidering the one condition. The other conditions put on there some pretty strict, at least according to my take on it, pretty strict that this is not a commercial enterprise that's going to get huge and have semi-trucks coming, and that was our concern as well.
Okay.
It's a small mom-and-pop kind of an operation, two employees only. That was the traffic issue is what Supervisor Weirs asked about. So, you know, you're talking about just a meat inspector other than your cars going back and forth. So if the business does plan to expand, they either have to come back in for another conditional use or they have to come in and rezone. Those are the two options.
Okay.
They can't expand.
Could I get a copy of those conditions that you just read to me?
Yes.
Most certainly.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Oh, you're welcome. Anyone else wishing to speak in opposition? Anyone else? Okay.
My name is Colleen Heath, and I live at N1183 Crystal Drive. We do own the property out in North Chipmunk, and we're very much would like to see that property stay as it is, as a residential area that would be a country atmosphere. And although I think the Kramers are very nice people, I would wish them the best in any business, but I do not like to have any type of business in that area.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. Hold on. Any questions from the committee? Any? Oh, sorry. Supervisor Becker.
So is it my understanding that in April you folks did not receive a letter?
No, I do not think we did. Because if there would have been any type of a meeting or any type of communication required, we would have been here.
Okay. Thank you.
And we'll have staff check that notice properly. I'm 99% sure if you received a notice for this meeting, you would have received it at that. I don't know what it would have changed otherwise, but we will check that certainly. Meanwhile, anyone else wishing to speak in opposition? Anyone else in opposition? Last call. Anyone in opposition? Okay. We're going to close the hearing portion. I'm going to give staff a minute to get the paperwork situated.
Yes, I'm still looking for the mailing list. Piece of correspondence from the town of Shelby.
Okay.
And that was an email dated and received Friday, September 28th, 2012, from Kathy Onsager to me, and it says, per Administrator Jeff Brutus, the Shelby Town Board on September 10th, 2012 discussed the conditional use application number 862 submitted by Jeff and Sharon Kramer. The board reaffirmed its approval of the permit. Recently, the Kramers have entered into an agreement to acquire a 33-foot-wide strip of land between their property and the town road to the south. This 33-foot access is an acceptable access for the property. No further correspondence.
So when they say reaffirmed, it's with that 33-foot access. That's what they're reaffirming. So they are saying taking out number 14 is acceptable.
They are reaffirming their approval. They originally granted recommended approval of the CUP, and they are reaffirming that with provided the 33-foot access is purchased, correct?
Okay. I just want to be clear that the town of Shelby is saying it's okay not to have condition number 14 on there.
The board reaffirmed its approval of the permit.
That's what I am. Yeah. If I could open up the public hearing portion again. Mr. Brutus, if you just turn on the microphone there, you can speak right from there. And just state your name and...
Jeff Brutus with the Town of Shelby, the administrator.
If you could clarify for us.
Yes, the board originally approved the entire concept, I guess, and would not have probably put 13 or 14 on their okay. request. At this point, 13 seems to have been, is not in question here. 14 seems to be an issue. It seems like the Kramers have met that by now, having ownership of the land between a public road and their property, so a maintenance agreement over a portion would not be something that would be needed, because now they have the authority to conduct business on that driveway. It's really a driveway now to their property.
Sure.
Everybody else is going to have an easement across their property at this point, so 14 is really kind of not needed at this point at all in the board's position.
Thank you for that clarification. Appreciate it. Back to Mr. Sampson.
Staff has no recommendations on this one. I think that we're going to leave up to the committee. I would like a clarification on condition number 9 if the committee does recommend approval. The original approval of condition number 9 stated that that a house basically had to be constructed within 24 months of the approval date. So I want to make sure that's 24 months from County Board approval of 862 and not 24 months from County Board approval of 855.
Right, because they haven't done anything out there.
Correct.
I would think that's the intent of the committee as well, that they would have the 24 months from when they start their business. Is that nodding heads? We probably should include that in our motion if we so choose to approve this request. All right, committee, what's your pleasure?
Madam Chair, I make a motion to approve the request subject to the condition that they actually take possession of the property. As I understand right now, they don't, they just agreement, but take physical possession, and that the 2-year date of number condition nine?
Yes.
Be effective when this, 2 years from the date that this condition is, if approved.
Nice motion. Is there a second?
Second.
Okay. Motion by Ebert, seconded by Jerome. We have that in the recording. I'm not going to repeat it all. Supervisor Weirs.
I just have a question in the impact statement. The last paragraph says we would also like to request the conditional use permit be granted for the entire property. We're not taking action on that, I assume. It's just taking off condition number 14. It's still restricted to those areas, right?
In the poll. Whatever went into the public, into the public notice, correct.
Do you guys understand that? Because that the conditional use permit application is only saying that we're getting rid of condition 14 on the maintenance agreement. It says it's nothing to do with adding more space, like in your new, in your future home, adding any more space than what was already granted in the first CUP. That's okay. You get that. Okay. Just clarify.
Good to clarify. Don't want to have to do this again. Lord knows you don't want to have to do this again. Is everyone clear with the motion then? Supervisor Becker.
Thank you, Madam Chair. What we did in May was basically we granted them their conditional use permit. Am I correct to assume the only thing that's on the agenda tonight with this particular issue is item 14? Nah, we are not redoing the conditional use permit. We're just dealing with just one single item, which is condition number 14. So either the committee approves it, denies it, or refers it. That's our options, correct? So the discussion whether the pizza place should or shouldn't be there, that occurred back in May.
Correct.
Okay. So anyway, back in May, I was one of two or three on this committee that voted no. But with that clarification, since it's this item's only on item number 14, or condition number 14, I'm going to be supporting this. Thank you.
Sure. Any other questions or clarification? Okay. If not, all those in favor of the motion say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? That passes unanimously. It will go to the full county board. Again, thank you for your patience. Next item. And for the Heaths, we will certainly check into the notification. Confirm it. Did you confirm it?
In fact, Ned had an opportunity to do that.
Thank you.
We did use the same exact mailing list, and your name and address was on it.
And that's possible that it was mailed, but we've had problems with mailing, getting mixed up.
Sure.
Okay.
It's not an ongoing thing, but
it happens.
We just want to make sure we're following the legal law.
Thank you, folks.
Great. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Go ahead.
Madam Chair, this is petition number 1900. This is a petition for amendment.